Well, it's Monday morning. Praise God. Seems like it was just here the other day, but it's here again, and we praise God for it. It's June, and it's the ninth day already of June in the year of our Lord 2014. Oh, how time flies. We want to thank you for joining us. We want you to know that we are extending a hearty welcome to you on this rainy Monday morning. It's kind of pitter-patter, and as usual, resting was most pleasant with the background and the sounds of the rain. And we can look at that as God's grace and God's blessing upon us as well. It surely is. Welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus, and it's just such a pleasure to be up and to be with you and to offer our hearts to the Lord afresh on a brand new day. I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, for the next few minutes or so that we are privileged for this occasion, and I trust that you had a wonderful weekend of gathering for worship and enjoying the foretaste of what God has for us eternally, where we'll be together with those that love the Lord and with the Lord himself forever. Excuse me. I trust that you had a wonderful time. I know that we did. It was just a gracious, a wonderful weekend of being before the Lord in his presence, enjoying his presence along with others. And I cannot tell you how that fills one's joy. And you would know, of course, if you were part of that. Today our focus is offering big-hearted prayers. As you know, that has been our objective on this prayer cast. At least we try to be consistent with that, where we're offering prayers that are coming from hearts that are large and have been enlarged by the Holy Spirit to embrace all of what we can see and understand of God's plan for people and for the nations. And that has caused us to grow in our own understanding of who he is. And so on this past weekend, we celebrated along with millions of Christians around the world the Global Day of Prayer. And I'm waiting to see how might God's response manifests itself in the earth over the near term. I'm sure that God was pleased. And we had the privilege here in our city of gathering with many other ministries represented, and our surroundings were filled with the flags of the nations. That really helped us to get perspective on what it is that's on God's heart. All of the nations, there will be families out of every nation, every kindred, every tribe that is submitting to and will submit to the Lordship of the Son of God, none other than Jesus Christ himself. And it's a wonderful thing when you begin to not only think about that, but begin to move in it. So it was a wonderful time that we had on Saturday, celebrating the Global Day of Prayer and ushering in the Day of Pentecost, which was yesterday. And we had that wonderful opportunity on yesterday once again, not only in our own local assemblies, but we gathered with many churches in a park, a Branchbrook Park here in the city of Newark on yesterday afternoon, and that was gracious. The weather was perfect. And again, it's it was heavenly. Let's put it that way. It was heavenly. It's hard to describe one's sentiments in while, you know, enjoying something like that. It was great. And many persons came to know the Lord. The attendance was pretty good for the first time of that kind of thing. It was very, very good. And so now we have the task of following up those that received Christ as their Savior. And so we're looking forward to that. Each pastor or church was given a card or cards, excuse us, that was filled out by those that responded to the call of Christ on yesterday. And so in our case, we have that as well, and we will be following up. Well, that is my praise report, in case you didn't discern that. That is my praise report for today, and I trust that you have one. It's a good day to praise the Lord. We want to do that today. We want to thank Him for who He is. Let us go before the throne of grace. Let us begin to think of His thoughts and His desires for us on this particular day and all during this week. Think about it. God has some things for you to accomplish during this week and for us to accomplish. And begin to think of what some of those things may be. And it may begin right here with you allowing Him to download to you, so to speak, not only praise and thanks back to heaven, but also requesting prayers on behalf of yourself or your family or behalf of your neighbors, your city, your town, your nation, your country. There are so many things that God has for us to stand in the gap about. And so as we begin, let us go before the Lord. Father, we thank You for this wonderful day that You've graced us with as a gift, a day where we did not know or did not meet this day before, but You've given it to us as a trust. And we ask that You would help us today, even as we put one foot before the other, to walk in it with You and before You. We may even ask, Lord, that You would carry us, because often we're just weak, we're limp. Carry us, please. Take us in Your arms and make us into what You would like us to be. This day can be a day where we're fashioned even the more after Your likeness. So we ask that You would give us this day our daily bread. And we ask that You would forgive us our sins, our trespasses, our commissions or non-commissions of sin, where we were asked and expected by Your heart to do certain things that You were wanting us to do that we may not have done, and things that You didn't want us to do because You have standards, we did not meet them. So help us today. Forgive us for our sin. Cleanse us with the blood of Jesus Christ from all unrighteousness. And we command the adversary to put down all of his weapons that he has devised and conspired against us, so that none prosper, because according to Your word, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we pray today that fear, anxiety, doubt, none of those things would enter into our thoughts and into our minds. We would only think of what is good, what is of good report, profitable things, in the name of Jesus. And you said, whatsoever we ask in your name, it shall be done. So today, we put our hearts and our faith together, and we are asking together. And whatever, Lord, we ask, we know that it's on your heart to perform it for us by Christ Jesus. We thank you right now in Jesus' name for waking us up, for giving us another day in which to glorify and shine for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes. Well, hallelujah.
Yes, it's a hallelujah time. Well, if you have a praise report or a prayer request, this is your chance to voice that, to give it life and breath, because the power of life and death is in the tongue. So speak it up. If you have a prayer request, just voice it quickly as our time is moving. While you're considering that, let me share with you something that's on my heart list, if you will. There's a woman that we met on Saturday, and her name is Robin, and we met her out in the street on Saturday, and we prayed with her. In fact, how we met her was she requested prayer. She came over to where we were and asked us politely for prayer. So we proceeded to do that and to see how that we could be an assist to her. She expressed a desire that she would like to go away into a long-term program where God would be able to work on her, because she's really right now basically a street person. She doesn't have a permanent residence like you and I. And so we prayed with her, and we made sure she had something to eat and some other personal comforts, like a shower and some fresh clothing and things like that. And in fact, she did attend church on Sunday morning, yesterday, that is. And so we want you to join us in praying her through. How many know that this is not the end for her as much as it is a beginning, a long process of deliverance, a process of being kept, and change and transformation. And so there are many deliverances yet to be had by this person, this woman. And her name is Robin. So let us pray for Robin. She's on our hearts. That the lostness that existed before would completely be gone by the power and blood of Jesus Christ, and that her innermost person, her being, would be completely resurrected or raised up from the state of being dead and lost, and all of the things that God hid in her as a treasure would come forth for his glory. Let us pray for Robin right now. At the same time, we want to pray for all of those that received Christ, confessed Christ as Lord on yesterday in the outreach or the Pentecost. In fact, it was entitled Miracle in the Park. And so in that event, that they would be kept. These are people that the Holy Spirit moved on yesterday. Father.
Pastor, I have a, if Sister Florence didn't tell you the two young men at the Goodwill yesterday.
I haven't spoken with anyone since.
Oh, okay.
Yesterday.
Well, your team went down. The elders went down, Elder McLaughlin and Elder Campbell and Elder Florence and Minister Diane and myself and Alana. We went down to the Goodwill, and I thank God for going. Diane brought forth the message about the woman at the well when she came to Jesus, and Jesus gave her that water where she would never thirst again. And the message went well with the men, and I just thank God for God moving by his spirit. A young man came. His name was Jamil. So we would be praying for him. So we calling out his name this morning. And then another young man that I spoke to before we left, he told me his name was Dark Angel, but he was like kind of strange. Like I said, but you know what? I'm not scared of that name because, you know, God is the God of darkness too because he made it too. So I'm going to call your name. We're going to call your name out too. His name is Dark Angel and Jamil. But Jamil received the Lord as his Savior. And he told Diane that before he was feeling bad all that day, and that was the first day that he had joined that facility. And he gave his heart to the Lord, and he said he felt better. So we just thank God for God moving, for God doing what he so wants to do. He comes to save and to set the captive free. Amen. Hallelujah. So we just want to thank God. So Jamil and Dark Angel is their name.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank God for the faithfulness of all of those that went down yesterday to the shelter.
Yes,
we thank God for that opportunity, for that open door, and for the ministering of the gospel in that facility. Well, we'll pray for Jamil and for the brother that calls themselves Dark Angel. We will ask God to send light into his darkness, whatever he means by that name. I'm sure that wasn't necessarily his given name, but nevertheless, that's his handle. So we are going to pray for him. So we pray for Jamil, for Dark Angel, for Robin, and for all those who surrendered to Christ on yesterday, that those seeds that were dispersed on yesterday would remain and result in fruit in lives and hearts. Father, we bring all of those that came to you yesterday, even across the globe, those that gathered at altars and bowed their knee before you, bowed themselves low to worship you and to acknowledge who you are, maybe for the first time, or maybe someone was coming back after being a prodigal son or daughter has returned to the house to submit and to serve and to be a part of the household. We thank you, Lord, that your doors are always open to receive such that would be repentant and humble before your throne. And so on behalf of Jamil and this person calling themselves Dark Angel and Robin and so many others, we think of those that's on our list for follow-up. We thank you that you would, that you saved them. You've extended the cross and the blood that saves and redeems. To them, we pray right now, Lord, that the work that has begun will continue until the day of Jesus Christ's appearing. It would continue by the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the blood that washes, that cleanses, that makes whole. We thank you for applying it to the lives of these persons, these individuals. And we pray that no weapon that has formed by the enemy can prosper or shall prosper against them, that their eyes would begin to see clearer, sight would continue to come to them, understanding would continue to come to them, and that all the altars that had been built before that are not altars, an altar to you, are now broken down, broken down. We are scattering the pieces across the terrain in the name of Jesus. And there's one altar, the altar that worships you, that altar that faces you in worship and in thanksgiving and in praise and in consecration. We pray even now that by your Holy Spirit you would rain down on these individuals, fill them to the overflowing in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Praise
amen.
The Lord.
Thank
yes.
you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
yes.
Lord.
Yes, yes. Praise
Hallelujah.
The name of the Lord. So,
Hallelujah.
We're still in the afterglow of all that happened on this wonderful weekend. And God has more in store, and we're looking forward with great anticipation. And that's what Pentecost was about. They were waiting. It was about anticipation, and surely when you anticipate and expect, God does show up. He does show up. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, once again, we want to lift up, again, on my heart list, that's what I'm calling it, my heart list, there are people, and I trust that you have something on your heart list, because we're learning to pray big-hearted prayers. And everywhere I go and I speak with people, ultimately, invariably, we come across the subject of marriage and what that's about. And we're discovering a lot of marriages are in turmoil. And that's the work of the adversary. That is absolutely the work of the adversary, because marriage is such a wonderful institution that, and it's a core institution from which the enemy fears that. He really does, because of the power that's within a godly marriage, if you will, where two people have joined their hearts and minds together to worship and to serve God, and then out of that comes offspring and generations that will ultimately worship the Lord. And Satan hates that, because that means the diminishing of his kingdom. Let us pray today. I would like to invite you to think of maybe your own marriage relationship, or maybe someone else's, someone in your family, that kind of thing. And let's bring to bear the mercies and the grace of God on those relationships that need it in a extra special way. And we're thinking triage, meaning all relationships need the help and grace of God, but we're talking now about the ones that are especially needy in these moments. So think of those. Allow God to place on your heart those relationships that are needing that right now. So if you know someone, think of them. You can even, you don't necessarily have to voice their names, but you can write the name down in front of you. Always, I would advise, have a pencil and paper whenever we are attending a session such as we are having right now. You never know what God is going to do, so we want to be tooled and ready. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you have created the family. You've created the relationship called marriage. And we pray right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, who is Lord, and he's married to the church. The church is his bride, and that will be affirmed and confirmed on a particular day in time and eternity. And we look forward to that day. But in the meantime, we have this example and this manifestation of the love between husband and wife, and how the enemy comes to destroy and to disrupt that relationship because of its possibilities and product against the kingdom of darkness. So, Father, today we lift up all of the marriage relationships that we can think of, and I can think of so many, beginning with my own, how the enemy strategizes to come against in with the intent to destroy, to steal, and to kill. Father, we rebuke every work that the adversary has conspired and planned or plotted against marriages. We ask for strength and firm foundations for every marriage relationship today, even on this day. This new week begins a new day where marriages across the earth will be secured in a greater way because of your purposes and your plans for it. That is the first thing you created even before the church. So we thank you for the mercy and the grace that comes to marriages on today. Far and wide, wherever they are, that you would bring restoration, you would bring healing, strengthening in the name of Jesus. Transform those relationships so they emulate the relationship between you and the church. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you,
glory,
Lord.
Glory to
thank
God.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes,
thank you, Lord. We want to pray today. We received a prayer request from Michelle Lewis, and I believe today she may be having a medical procedure as she continues to receive her healing. We want to pray for her and her medical team on today that healing is what she needs and healing is what she receives in the name of Jesus. And if you know of anyone that is ill right now, you may want to write their names down as well. And there's no magic to writing their names down. What the point we're making is that we live in a world that's governed by the supernatural, and the world is natural. And when we are able to speak That's what the scripture teaches. The life, the power of life and death is in the tongue. So when we speak, we bridge the gap between the natural and the supernatural. And faith functions in the supernatural, beginning with the natural. So we are giving life to those things that we want to see make manifestation. So that's why you write it down. It says write the vision. So he that see it may run with it. Well, who will see it first? You. And he...
He'll be back on in a minute. He's having difficulties with it.
Don't be afraid. These things happen. What I believe happened is that, you know, my connection, I don't know about yours, but my connection is via Skype. And sometimes we have a running relationship with Skype. And I don't know what happened there. It could have been simply that our subscription to Skype may have expired or something like that, and they're renewing it. That's kind of what happens, can happen. So praise the Lord, we're back anyhow.
Okay, Pastor, I have one too. My son, his name is Sean. He has a lump on his neck, and when we was down at the Goodwill, and I believe it was Brother Dennis when he was praying, and I had a cup of water in my hand, and as I'm holding the water, I'm touching and agreeing with him when he's praying, just thinking on the Lord, and the cup actually begin to shrink in my hand. I felt it get small, and the Lord spoke to me and said, I'm shrinking it. Just like they just said those words, I'm shrinking it. And I'm like, ooh, I actually felt the cup get small in my hand. God, okay. It's like I had a hole and the cup just got small, and the Lord said, I'm shrinking it. So,
praise the Lord.
He didn't say any names or what, because it's certain conditions that's with me and my son, and it could be Michelle. I don't know, but God, that's what he told. That's what he said to me.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
what
I'm
side of the neck?
I'm just believing God.
What side of the neck is the
You know
the
what?
Phone?
I'm sorry. I don't even know what side. I have to find out the day when I talk to him.
And the reason I ask that is because on yesterday, as we were in the park yesterday in the outreach, the minister, the evangelist, called out. There was a lump on the right side.
Wow.
Of someone's neck on yesterday. I remember that distinctly, and those of us who might be on who were there would, if they were paying attention, they can corroborate what I'm saying. Yeah. Well, you know, there's, again, because God is empathetic and sympathetic towards our human condition, he does things that are just amazing to us. So let's believe God for that miracle right now. Put your hand, Mom, on your neck, and you may, because you don't know which side it is on. You use both hands and put it on both sides, and you have a connection, with your son that no one else can ever have, and God wants to use that connection. And that lump will leave without explanation. Father, in the name of Jesus, we believe right now you are the miracle-working God. And we thank you for miracles. You work miracles anytime, any place, anyhow. And we look to you for miracles. And we pray right now that this lump, on whichever side of the neck it's on with Sean, would shrink even now. It's shrinking even now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, this lump leaves proper circulation, proper functioning at every level down to the cell. Is renewed, restored, re-energized in the name of Jesus. We bless him. We thank you for health in the name of Jesus. Father, we know that you withhold no good thing from us. And his health and healing is a wonderful thing and a gift from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. That's Pastor Group. Can you pray for that mother? Can you pray for her? I don't know, when we were praying, my spirit was going toward her stomach area. I don't know if there are issues there, but can you pray for her, like the bottom part of the stomach? My spirit was going toward that bottom part. The mother, you just prayed for her son.
Okay.
Woo, glory to God. Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to you. Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
I don't know what's there, but the Lord wants to strengthen that too. I don't know, but that's where my spirit was going.
Yes,
well, that's what I'm talking about, allowing the Holy Spirit to download to us what God wants us to pray for. God wants us to ask. Let's ask him. Father, in the name of Jesus. Right now, we thank you for giving us a word of knowledge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, we see better than we saw a few minutes ago. We thank you for opening our hearts and our eyes. Now, Father, you want to do something powerful. You want to perform this miracle. In the name of Jesus,
thank you.
We thank you for deliverance for Olita right now. In the name of Jesus, your hand is extended through our hearts to her physical body right now. In the name of Jesus, restoring perfect health. In the name of Jesus,
yes,
we speak to every cell, every tissue,
yes,
every muscle, every organ. In the name of Jesus, the blood prevails. And his body that was broken for us, we remember that right now. And there's healing as a result. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Glory.
Don't be afraid of cancer, because the Lord can heal cancer too. He's a healer of all diseases.
Yes,
I rebuke that spirit of fear in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Thank you.
He said, I am the Lord thy God that heals you. He said,
Amen.
Remember,
Amen.
You
said, Amen.
You are the Lord thy God that heals me.
You.
He brought it that
Amen.
Personal. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He want me to remember that. Glory
Amen.
To God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
God
wants
you.
Us in perfect health.
Amen.
He
Amen.
Wants us. Those of you who received the pamphlet, I believe it's entitled "The Virtue of Communion." You may want to revisit that. And it talks about those that remain. God wants people in the earth that remain, meaning that they have longevity because of divine and supernatural health. And I've been meditating on that, and it's causing me to see things in a different light.
Amen.
Much better light, so to speak. And
Thank you, Jesus.
God wants us, we're not going to live forever, but our lives are extended because of God's design and purpose for his kingdom.
Amen.
Because God has somehow plugged us into his plan and his purposes. And
Thank
so
you,
we
Jesus.
Have to cooperate with that in our faith. What we believe, as well as how we eat and take care of our physical temples, because your
Amen.
Body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Holy
and
Amen.
Not learning how to change some things so
Amen.
That God's plan is able to go forward using
yeah.
my life and my temple.
Amen.
And so we thank God for all of you, and we pray health on
Yes,
you
Lord.
Consistently
Thank you.
Throughout this week. I'm looking forward to having a friend of mine and as a guest on over the next couple of days, so we want you to listen up. I expect to have Pastor Jacobs, a man of God, someone that loves to pray. I mean, he just leans on prayer with all of his being, as we should. And he loves to pray, prayer. And he is excited about coming on and one day this week with us. It could be as early as tomorrow that he will be on tomorrow morning. But I would encourage you to make a heart list and allow God to speak to you.
Amen.
God wants to use your heart as it's connected to his. He wants to download to you items for us or you to pray back to him. It's an asking relationship. He even told his son to ask him. So if his son has to ask him, how much more you and I have to ask? And he's
Amen.
Teaching us to be like his son and to be
Amen.
Obedient like his son, so that
Amen.
We can have the richness of the relationship that he has with his son. Because they that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Do you see where God is going with this? Yeah. So we shouldn't be afraid to ask, and we shouldn't only have item to ask for when we're up against the wall, you know, in a personal situation. We should always be open to what God wants to put in our hearts for us to ask him. Because he's Father. He wants to be Father. Can we let him be Father?
Amen.
Right.
Yes.
Amen.
You know, we have to let him be Father.
Yes.
By how we relate to him.
Yes. Thank you, Father.
We know how he relates to us. He's proven it to his son. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I know there's a message there somewhere. Praise the Lord. Well, thank you so much for joining us on this another week of just living in the light of his presence. And we thank God for what he's done on this morning, on this day.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for being with us today. We thank you for showing yourself strong concerning us and for enlightening us, opening up our eyes that we may not only see but see through. Thank you for each member of our prayer team that's on today, for each one without exception. Bless them on this day in a mighty way, a way that causes testimony, causes us to sing of your goodness and of your mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Well, let us go with, I believe we can find a word that is benefit to you and to us all. And that word is blessings. It comes from Revelation 7, verse 12.
Amen.
Blessing.
Amen.
And glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God.
Hallelujah.
Ever and ever. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
May God bless you richly.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We'll see you on tomorrow. Hasta mañana.
Oh, okay.
Shalom, everyone.
Say shalom. That's Yeshua HaMashiach.
Hallelujah.
It's Lord. Yes, he is of all.